Hey, hurry. That's right. Everybody now, come on. Let's do it. Put your hands in the air. That's right. Just like that. On paper, I'm known as Matthew Lee Sanchez. It's my given Christian name. But as I grew older, I turned into Mateo. I kind of metamorphized. And that's what I see this right here. I see this as this part of that metamorphosis of who I am and what I've become. Because Matthew is this young boy that I used to be. And Mateo is, I guess, the man version of me. I am a life partner, I'm a cook, I'm a hard worker, I'm a teacher, I'm a friend, I'm a brother, I'm a bro, I'm a Chicano, I'm a traveler, I'm a farmer, I'm a ranchero, I'm metro, I'm rural, I'm cosmopolitan, I'm brown, I'm Moya. Moya is my mom's family and they're from Adelino. My father passed away as a kid, so I really don't know my Sanchez side, but I identify with Moya. And, you know, I always use my mom and my family as examples in my life, you know. It's just like, and I'm a hard worker because the way my mom described my coming of being was, I didn't marry her father because he was a very handsome man. That was just icing on the cake. I married him because he had broad shoulders and I needed children who could work. Basically what happened was I ran away from home because I hated everything that I was. Because I went to a Catholic school and I went to a school with people who were kind of prominent in the small town that I was from, and I was not, although I fit in pretty well. And in high school, I was captain of the basketball team, but I still had this other life that I lived when I went home. I was still milking the cows and grazing the sheep and doing all of those things, but I didn't share that part of my life with anybody else. I didn't go to college. I went to college right away and I did really well, but I hated it. So I don't know what happened, but I just ended up running away and I ended up in England, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, France, Northern Italy, and it just changed who I was, you know. And it was really amazing being out there because people were like, "You're from where? Your roots are what? You can do what?" And people were just really interested in who I was. So I came back and I was like, wow, you know. It took me going all the way over there to really discover who I was and coming back and really having some pride. So I grew up in a place called Peralta, which is just south of Albuquerque on the east side of the river, and you know, predominantly a Chicano community of relatives, elders, who is basically a communal support system where we help you, you help us, and you know, if we're butchering, they help us butcher, we go and help them. And it was a really, really nice place. It would be no different than any of the kids that were here at NACA growing up on the res, because it was rural. We grew up in an adobe home. We had, you know, makeshift pens and cattle, and you know, we did our best to get by. It was a really, really great childhood, I have to say. You know, people always say, well, why don't you live out there? I'm like, because I hate it. Not because I hate the place, but I hate what it's become. You know, and it's sad to see that families cannot agree on how things can or should be, because traditional Spanish families have large, there's a lot of number of brothers and sisters and siblings. When their parents pass away, nobody can decide that, okay, we're going to farm this. Everybody disagrees, everybody argues. So what do? They sell the water rights, then they sell the land, and they get what they can out of it so that they can line their pockets. And the sad thing is it's going to happen in my family too. But my whole approach is that this is the only land that we'll ever have. This is what our ancestors have passed on to us. They're not making anymore. And if we as a family cannot decide to continue our traditions, what's going to end up happening is we're just going to end up selling it, and that'll be the end of our legacy.